We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7:30. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. The man accused of running over Wichita police officer Brian Arterburn with his car will go to trial. After a preliminary hearing, a Sedgwick County judge found enough evidence against Justin Terrazas that the case should be heard by a jury. The prosecution presented video evidence showing the officer being run over while placing stop strips in a street in front of a fleeing suspect's vehicle. During the closing arguments, Terrazas' attorney called the incident with Arterburn an accident. Terrazas is due back in court August 7th. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. No real surprise. Here we are in early July, so we'll see more hot weather and humidity throughout the afternoon. Temperatures will quickly climb into the low 90s, 97 later on today. A weak front pushes through, and that will be the focus for some thunderstorms this afternoon. A few of those could be on the strong side. Tonight's low 68, scattered storms early Saturday, not as warm in 87. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. And mostly cloudy now, 72 degrees, and we have a south wind at 7 miles per hour. Former State Representative Jan Pauls has died at the age of 64.
The Elliott Mortuary says Pauls of Hutchinson died Wednesday at St. Francis Select Specialty Hospital. A cause of death was not immediately available. Pauls, an attorney and former judge, served in the Kansas legislature beginning in 1991. She represented the 102nd District as a Democrat until switching to the Republican Party in 2014 to advocate for conservative social issues. Pauls lost her bid for re-election last November to Democrat Patsy Terrell, who died last month near the end of her first legislative session. Funeral arrangements are expected to be completed today, and services will take place next week. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Republican Kansas Congressman Roger Marshall spoke out about North Korea during a town hall meeting in Meade yesterday. Marshall says something has to be done about North Korea, but he hopes the U.S. will find a better solution than military force.
If we go and take him out, it could launch World War III. There'll be a million casualties in 24 hours. If we go in and try to attack him, he'll retaliate. Enough of his missiles will hit Seoul, South Korea. It'll be a bad day.
Marshall suggested allowing Japan to develop a nuclear program or asking South Korea to allow U.S. nuclear weapons to be placed on their side of the border. The state of Kansas has agreed to settle a lawsuit by a man who said he was illegally stopped and detained by a state trooper.
The state is paying roughly $67,000 in the five-year-old lawsuit. Peter Vasquez says he was stopped by a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper in December of 2011 in Wabunsee County. He says he was issued a warning but refused the trooper's request to have his vehicle searched after Vasquez insisted there were no drugs in it. Vasquez was detained, though a search of his vehicle found nothing illegal. A federal appeals court last year overturned a lower court's decision to dismiss the case. The U.S. Supreme Court denied the state's request to hear the matter.
Kansas Information Network's Roger Heaton. For 30 years, Kansas Global Trade Services has been promoting the export of local goods and services to foreign markets. KNSS News asked Global Trade President Karen Page about the top foreign trading partners for Wichita area businesses.
The top five right now are Canada, Mexico, China, and I think actually it's Canada, China, Mexico now. China is number two or number three market. And then like the UK, and so it's usually European countries. I think Germany is up there as well. They switch every year, so we look at the top exports annually.
Karen Page, our guest this weekend on Issues 2017, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS National News Time, 7:34.
On the job front, the figures are out for June, and the Labor Department showing that the unemployment rate is at 4.3%. It follows yesterday's ADP report, finding that private U.S. businesses added 158,000 jobs last month, June marking the eighth year since the end of the recession when the economy hit bottom. World leaders in Hamburg, Germany, holding a working lunch at the G20 summit this hour. It will be followed by bilateral talks, including a key meeting between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. The summit opening up with the backdrop of protests. ABC's James Longman is there.
It's fair to say many people come from all over the world to protest at G20 events. They have this kind of anti-establishment, anti-capitalist agenda. But I think that the stakes are higher this year because of Donald Trump in town. I've spoken to a woman here who said, basically, we reject the system that allows people like Donald Trump to become president. She doesn't think that he's a legitimate leader, and she has a lot of peers here in the crowd who agree with her.
ABC's James Longman reporting from Hamburg. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
7:35 now, Stephen Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. While Abby Arlt and Dustin Mershon of Mankato, Minnesota got their dream wedding, it was the flower girl who stole the show. She was the bride's 92-year-old grandmother, Georgiana Arlt. Pushing her walker down the grass aisle, she tossed a path of flower petals as guests cheered and applauded. As she finished her duties and sat down, she said, with a laugh, "That was hard work." Abby Arlt says she always wanted her grandparents to be the flower girl and ring bearer at her wedding. But her grandfather passed away a year ago. However, he gave the groom his blessing just a week before he died. The flower girl told her granddaughter she had never been in any weddings besides her own 72 years ago. How about that?
That was a while ago.
That was a long time ago. The authorities found alligators and venomous snakes at a Southern California home where animal control officers say a cobra had gotten loose and terrified neighbors. Los Angeles County officials served search warrants Thursday at a home in Thousand Oaks and a rural property just outside the city. The LA Times reports the warrants were requested after a neighbor recently reported seeing a cobra slithering through the area.
Ooh, somebody call Ricky Ticky Tavi.
Mm. An animal control officer says the neighbor drove a car over the snake and killed it. The neighbor didn't need Ricky Ticky Tavi.
I guess not.
Authorities say the owners have permits, but they seem to be in violation of animal keeping rules. In 2014, a cobra escaped and eluded capture for days. That snake was eventually recaptured, but not before it bit a dog. So, exotic animals and pets. Steve and Ted in WichitaPerks.com poll, Ted. Tuesday was July 4th. How was Independence Day in your neighborhood? 39% answered it was fine. I didn't notice anyone doing anything illegal.
There you go.
That's 4 in 10. People were rude and inconsiderate, firing illegal fireworks too late at night, 31%. Maybe the fireworks were illegal and fired too late at night, but they were just having a good time, 25%. And what's wrong with celebrating even if it's illegal, 6%. Those are the results of our poll. We have a new question today.
If you didn't notice anyone doing anything illegal, you must be a shut-in.
Yeah. Yeah.
How could
really?
You not see someone doing something illegal in your neighborhood?
Maybe you don't know what's legal, too. Today's question, the fine for a seatbelt violation has tripled in Kansas. How often do you buckle up? We got three choices, always, sometimes, never. How are you? And I think you buckle up pretty religiously. We've ridden together.
I would be in the always category.
Yeah, I am too. And I try to set a good example for everyone who, you know, plus if they, I don't want to pay a fine. There's that too. You can be illegal by choice, but also I can be bullied into it by the state.
Yeah, that can be a primary reason for stopping people and not having the seatbelt on.
And, you know, as we do accident reports all the time, the Kansas Highway Patrol puts out a crash log, which you can find it on the internet if you want to. It's really easy to find. And we look at accidents. Jad checks it daily. I check it now and then. And we look for accidents all across the state. And whenever there's a rollover accident, it seems just maybe in all accidents, where there's a fatality now, I think KHP will put in there whether the restraints were in use or not. In other words, were they using seat belts? And a lot of times in those rollover accidents, the person who killed was not restrained. On the other hand, that's not a guarantee that you're not going to get killed in an accident. It's just that your chances are a little better, especially in a rollover, that you're not going to flip out of there. What is that thing that the Highway Patrol brings around to the different the fair in different places, where they simulate a rollover accident with a big apparatus
and they have
unrestrained
dummies in there.
And they just roll the car for you and watch the dummies come flying out of it.
And their heads pop off, and
it's pretty
bodies get mangled. Yeah,
pretty gruesome stuff.
Right. All right. And there's always that wide chasm. Seems like you get more people buckling up in urban areas, and the seatbelt rates in rural areas are
lower.
Really low.
Yeah. All right. The VIP Wichita has come out. It's one of our favorite magazines. They have ads in there with Steve and Ted now. And I was just doing a little informal poll today because, you know, there are certain people in town, certain celebrities who will show up in there quite a bit.
I've never seen you so excited VIP Wichita magazine.
Kind of an informal poll that I did this morning. And, you know, I'm not going to mention all the celebrities I found in there. I'm just going to give you the top two or three, okay?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Steve McIntosh and Ted Woodward?
No, we're not in there. And unless we buy an ad, we're not going to get in there. These are important people we're talking about, like city council member Pete Meitzner. He had two appearances.
Okay. Made a multiple appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sierra Scott, two. How about that?
I'd call that a little low.
A little low for Sierra.
But it's summer. I'm sure she's busy abroad.
Jennifer Ray from the Monarch. Our good friend Jennifer, three.
Boom.
This is getting close to, this is almost.
Nice.
Very good, Jennifer. Way to go. But number one, Bonnie Bing, Honeyman, four.
Well, of course.
And her husband Dick Honeyman even got in there.
Wow.
So that shows you they were probably desperate for something.
On the town during the last month.
Bonnie Bing with four appearances in VIP Wichita. Hey, it's free. It's at Dillon's. Get your copy today.
Yeah, the new.
And you can do like Steve and Ted.
The new July issue.
Yeah, and tally up the celebrities. And Brian Fry, the other city council member, only got one appearance. Brian, you got to get going, buddy. And you're off time. You got to go out.
Got Meitzner outshining you.
Yeah. Most of the people in there are, many of those people that they photograph are wealthy people. And Ted and I will never, ever be in their sphere of influence. So we won't know them. But we do have some celebs that we talk about right there.
That's right. People that do acknowledge they know us.
That's a short, short list.
It is.
Hey, coming up here in just, 30 minutes from now? No, about 30 minutes? A little over 30 minutes. No, about 30 minutes. We're going to talk with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice.
Yeah,
going to
check in with Mitch.
Mitch has been with us every year. He comes on during a training camp. And then he comes on during the season on Fridays, a football season, and we're going to talk to him and get a little, little update from him coming up here at 8:10.
A little special appearance by Mitch to kind of whet our appetites for the football season coming up.
If you somehow have missed it, and I don't know how you could, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, this year the voice, the home of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Brand new home of the Chiefs in the Wichita radio market.
We are excited about that. And I think Mitch is, too.
Hoo-ha!
He's gonna tell us all about it. That's coming up here at 8:10 this morning. Ted, it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS.
Oh, hell yeah.
Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted right here in Wichita. Mm. And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office just like we have here with Steve and Ted by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
742 Steve and Ted. Wichita School Administrative Offices will begin their move Monday. A Wichita Business Journal update on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.